Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
Back to Sejal. It's wonderful to have you here. Sejal Sood, you're the creator and visionary of Circle. You've trained and performed in Indian classical dance for 18 years, but I believe your true inspiration comes from folk dance and yoga. You've also trained in mathematics, but your passion for dance has been the thing that's led you to travel, study, and create across Asia for the last 10 years. And you've performed and danced with various companies in New York, Mumbai, and you started focusing on your own practice of yoga as a body discipline and improvisation and performance. And so you've taken the Circle to festivals across Asia, various universities and institutions, and so it's really exciting that you are here with the Embodiment Conference and about to share your goodness here. So I will pass it over to you now. Enjoy, everybody.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. Welcome everyone to our Circle session online. Yes, I've been teaching this form of dance for about 4 years now. I don't want to go into too much detail because I really want you guys to get a nice juicy experience today. So if you want to read more, you can go to our Facebook page, Circle Yoga Dance, Circles with an S, or our Instagram. You can message me directly. I'd be happy to chat anytime. But today we're just going to get right to it. So the practice today, if you're here, you're already familiar with embodied movement, but a stencil of what we're going to do is I'd like you to put your body to sleep in the meditation. I'll guide you through it. And then we slowly connect our breath and our movements together and build up into a state of infinite flow. So Circle is a structured practice. We do have a sequence that we follow every session. And every session will be a different theme. So we could dance to the moon, we could dance to the sun. Today, I have chosen to dance to Shakti, the creative energy. Now, this doesn't mean the feminine energy limited to the female body. It means creative energy, the infinite spiral and expansiveness, which we all have within us. So, and the reason I chose this sequence for today is that we are on day 8 of a 9-day goddess immersion for a festival called Navratri, which is celebrated in India, 9 nights of the goddess. It's very strong, it's very powerful. This is a time of year that we can really tap into this infinite energy. So thank you for trusting me today. I'm excited to guide you guys. If there's any issues with sound, just start waving at me and let me know. But create a little bit of space around yourself if you haven't already. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll stay close to the mic for the meditation, but just keep your legs, you can stretch out anything that kind of feels tight today. If you've been on the computer or anything, just stretch out the body. Ah, oh, the neck, the head, anything that just feels a little bit unsettled. And when you feel a bit ready, just get your legs nice hip-width distance apart. And blur the eyes, soften them. You don't have to close them just right away, but just blur them. And I know sometimes you're gonna feel like you wanna see what I'm doing, but I promise you all I'm doing is going to sleep. All I'm doing is resting. So trust your body. Follow the sound, follow my instructions, just as passing guidance. Closing the eyes. So when you first close the eyes, everybody feels something different. Sometimes you feel like you're going home. Sometimes you feel like you just want to open them up again. Whatever the sensation is, just be with that sensation. Let's take a nice deep breath in together. And release it out. So when you release out the breath, I want you to let go. Let go of anything that's happened in your day. Let go of anything that's happened in your week, in your month, in your year. Just release it out. Take a nice deep breath in. Release it out. Really letting go of anything that's still attaching itself to us. Could be your identity, a role you play, a responsibility you have. Whatever it is, I want you to let it go. Let it drift away, float away. Take a nice deep breath in. Release it out. So even when you release and let go, the body's softening, the chest softens, the shoulders soften. The stomach softens, the hips loosen up, the knees soften, and all the muscles release. So we're not holding a perfect posture. We're not getting ready to move. We're getting ready to rest. We're getting cozy in our body, like we're about to go to sleep. And we trust that the body can stand on its own. Take one more deep breath in. Release it out. As if your body is a skeleton hanging in space. The skin, the muscles are just melting over that skeleton. Enjoy this feeling of stillness, surrender, of calm. now without changing the way your body feels. Just slowly start inhaling breath through your nose and exhaling it out through your mouth. Really softly, like you're sipping in air, releasing it out. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, inhaling, exhale, creating this nice circle of breath moving through continuously, activating. Moving, clearing out the space inside while your outer body rests and just melts. Now shift your focus to the palms. Fingertips. Allow them to just hang next to the body. You might feel them vibrate. You might feel that they're heavy. Whatever that sensation is, just slowly lift them up to your heart center, keeping that sensation there. Inhaling, exhaling. So as if you're holding a ball between your hands, breathe into that ball. Slowly open our eyes, but keep your gaze soft and blurred. Move your hands around the body using your breath. Inhale. Each other. And now spread them all the way up, expanding all the way up and reaching beyond what we can see, what we can feel, what we can understand. Using your breath. Inhale, exhale. So really connecting the breath with that movement, the sensations. Inhale, lifting, expanding. Beautiful. Keep breathing. Inhale. Exhaling. Moving the hands around in these cycles, circles of continuity. Around the space to each other. Expanding all the way around, beautiful. All right, now let's warm the body up. Bring your your hands up. We're going to start with the fingers, the wrists. Now, my motions are just mine. You can express, you can play. Just roll the wrists, the fingers. Connecting your breath to the movement. Creating a spiral in the wrists. Elbows now, use your spine. See how those spirals connect to the spine. Like you're creating a nice little cover for yourself and expanding open. A nice little cover. Expanding all in circles, continuing. Moving with the breath. So how does your spine, how does your neck connect to the arms? Beautiful. Now try to use the whole body, yeah? So reach your fingers all the way up and fall. Your whole body's just falling down to the ground. Let your head go, your neck go, all the way down. Now lift the tailbone, roll the spine up one vertebrae at a time. With the neck, the arms, everything reaching up. Inhale, dropping down. Now, which is the Shakti sequence. Can everybody give me a thumbs up if the sound is okay from here? Yeah? Great, perfect. All right. So, as we start the sequence, just trust the sequence, trust the process of repeating, because the more we can slow down our body, our mind, and get lost in the repetition of the movements, the more we'll be able to find our spiral. So these movements are all created to help you find your infinite spiral. So join me in this sequence to trust and expand. Opening up the body. Let's feel all the creative possibilities opening up, expanding out as if they're shooting out even past the fingertips. There's no controlling all the creative possibilities that exist. And now I want you to find that one point of creation right between. So with all of our possibilities, all that exists, creation happens in one point, in one moment. Feel the possibilities opening up, expanding out, and find that point. Inhaling, exhaling, inhale. Now let's wake that point up, opening up, spreading out the base of the triangle, opening up, coming in. And lift up, wake it up. Yes, find that serpentile snake that wakes up from that creation. Expanding open, feel the arms opening up, keep repeating, coming in, wake it up, beautiful, opening up, coming in, wake it up, one more time, opening up, coming in. All right, let's expand now. Feeling all those possibilities coming into that point. Lifting. Now play with your spiral. Play with your own spiral. Moving around in the body. Is it up high? Is it all the way low? Just feel the side body. Spine, everything getting a nice twist, a nice flow. Beautiful. You can use your space. You don't have to stay still here. Just explore that spine, moving around. And try the other direction as well. Both directions, moving around. Surrender deeper into that spiral. Coming back up, opening up, coming in, lifting, spiraling, falling, surrendering. One more time, expanding out, coming in, lifting up, spiraling around, falling down. Beautiful. All right, let's expand now. Once we dig deeper into that spiral, shoot, it gets stronger. It expands more, so go in and expand even more than when you woke it up. Let the hands really expand out and take over. Beautiful, opening up, coming in, lifting, spiraling. falling, expanding even more. Beautiful, opening up, coming in, lift, spiral, fall, expand. All right, we're gonna really use our spiral now. Let's find more of our spiral. So though our legs have been pretty stationary, start moving them around, stretching them out. I want you to try something for me. Spin, spiral with the whole body. Just side or all the way around, whatever spiral works for you today. Just start feeling comfortable with going all the way around. Slowly or fast, whatever feels good. Side to side. You are your own teacher. You are your own guru. So just experiment, play. Beautiful. Let's come back to the sequence now. Opening up, connecting together as well. Coming in, lifting. When we connect together, our power becomes stronger. Our expression is more. So drop down, surrender, expand. And with this expansion, I want you to turn side to side. Yes. Beautiful. All right. You can even let that spiral take over. Coming back, opening up together. In. Lift. Spiral. Fall. Expand. Now take your spirals. Two, three, as many as you like. To go deeper. To expand further. Beautiful. Coming back. Into your spiral, make it deeper. Coming back, let's expand. The further you go into your spiral, the more energy that shoots out. Coming in, opening up. Going in, wake it up, spiral it around, fall, expand, spiral, and once you've spiraled, bring it in all the way into your navel, and feel it, expanding. Through the neck, through the chest, all the way out of the arms, all of the way out through the legs, from the center. Let's try it again. Opening up, coming in, lifting, spiraling, falling, expanding, turning, spiraling. Now bring it in, expand. Beautiful. Now cycles of creation keep happening, whether you're an artist, whether you're not, whether we cook, whether we have projects, they keep happening. So what happens when one cycle ends, when one creation ends? We expand and we go back in. So I want you to feel the energy coming back in, strengthening again to your center. Be with that strength. Be with that power. Opening up, expanding out. Feel all the possibilities again. Coming into that one point. Lift it up, wake it up. Spiral it around. Now fall deeper into it. Get lost and expand into your spiral. Moving that spiral around, exploring it until it expands fully and bring it back in. Circle session today, I'm a little bit limited to music choice, but this is the chance we get to flow with different sounds, with different beats, a buildup of energy, of rhythm. Today we're going to go straight into rhythm because we are restricted also with time, but here is your chance to play. Here is your chance to use this sequence as your springboard to feel, to express the creations that you would like to manifest in your life, the creations that you would like to breathe life into. Dance with it, be with it, and express with it. And whenever I say coming back, connecting, we have a chance to connect our energies together, because once we do that, we can expand even further. So your choice when you're playing, you want to connect, come into the circle, you want to expand out, give yourself that freedom. Thank you. expand and spiral. One, spiral, two, spiral, three, release it out. Coming in. Woo! Play with it now. Let the sequence just be your guideline. Open up, eat, lift, smile, fall, expand, spiral, expanding even more, coming in, out, in, wake it up, smile, fall. Expand. Turn. Woo! Turn. Turn. Expand. Now play with it. Believe in your power, that strength, that center. Smile! Woo! Have fun! Coming back. 5, 6, 7, 8. Open. Thank you. hot. That's a good sign. Woo, pump it up, right? Let the blood flow. Let the heart beat. This is what life is all about. I love it. So what we always like to do at the end of a circle session is gather that energy in. Hold on. So that rhythm typically continues for, I want to say hours, but I could say an hour. I wish we could do more of the rhythm today, but I wanted you to just get a taste of the immersion at different points of the practice. At the end of the practice, we go back in. Because with all the chaos happening around the world, with all the chaos happening in our lives, we must find that calm, that anchor, that grounding to the storm. So we go into our whirl, which for me is our infinite spiral. Now whirling, you can say it's traditional from Turkey, from the whirling dervishes, but to me it's just spinning. It's just freedom. It's just expression. We don't always have to define these things, we just have to feel them. And more importantly, believe that you have that power. Yeah? So take a second before we whirl. Ground yourself down, melt into the ground. Believe in your center. And then be your own teacher. You want to go this way, you want to go this way. You want to look at a hand, you don't want to look at a hand, that is up to you. What I say, release it down, let it melt into the ground, and just go. Just let the whole body surrender and feel. And when you feel like, you keep moving. If you've already started, I'm going to turn on the music, but just keep going. And if you feel like you've had enough, you lie down. But do this for as long as you can. You can switch sides. You can blur your eyes. You can look down at the ground. Do what feels right for you today. Thank you. slowly come back to a stillness, to a center. You can sit on the floor. The muscles, the skin, they're pumping with our pulse. And inside, the spiraling energy moving from our toes all the way up to the crown of our head. Closing the practice together, bring your hands for joining today. So lovely to see some of your faces, and I hope the rest of you also enjoy. I think we have some time for a few questions. Before I open that up, we do have a virtual practice starting together on November 1st, where it's a curated practice, which is called The Circle. And we practice a sequence together every week and help each other go deeper and deeper into that sequence and support each other in ways where we can talk about what our bodies felt, how it's impacted our lives, and how we can use the practice to keep a calm even through all the storms that we move through. So yeah, so if you'd like to join, you can check out our Facebook group or message me. But in the meantime, yes, if you have any questions, please drop them. I'm not sure how it works, but if you'd like to drop them in the Q&A box, I can answer them for you.
Yeah, so anybody that does have anything that they'd like to share, any insight even from the practice, it's such an incredible journey that you guided and allowed, you know, the space that you held within this container for us to enter into, really, really potent and powerful and enriches, you know, the body, really quite transportive. So, I mean, I felt that, and yeah, I think the work that you are doing, I think the circle is, you know, a real gift that you're bringing to the world. And so thank you.
For joining me on this journey. I was really, yeah, thank you so much for first the platform and for taking the journey with me. You know, I really believe it's a circle because we go there together, you know, and the more we practice together, the more we connect together. So even though we are individual and we are our own unique personality, we can connect and raise each other that way. I say, you know, virtually is always a question mark for me, but I was transported today. Everybody's energy was really fantastic. And thank you for that.
Yeah, Lando's going, yeah. a couple of things have come up, Sejal. There's a problem with the website link. Maybe that's not. Maybe we need to look at that.
Okay, I will have to look at that. It went down last week. But you know, if you, I'll get that fixed as soon as possible. But otherwise, our Facebook page, Circle Yoga Dance, that's a good place to start. And if you have any questions, just email me directly. I'm contactable. People can ask questions. We have a YouTube channel also, which is Circle Yoga Dance, which there's a lot of exercises that you can do throughout your day. And there's also a few videos on Circle and some of the sessions that we've done at different festivals.
Wonderful. Thank you so, so much, Sejal. It's been really, really enriching for everybody. So thank you. So if you want to revisit this practice, then feel free. The session is going to be up for another 48 hours. And of course, if you want to upgrade and purchase the whole library, then that is definitely an option. You can do that. There's the links down in the chat below. And by purchasing the website or the conference, then you're enabling other people to be able to enjoy the sessions for free, which is really, really amazing. There's also the option to donate. We are supporting a couple of charities, so you're more than welcome to donate and give some love and goodness and coin towards them. So it's been a really, really wonderful session.
There
thank you very, very much.
Where in the world? Oh, sorry. There was a question.
Where are you?
Actually in Bangkok. Yeah. So I'm in Bangkok. I'm based in Bangkok. Pre-COVID, I used to spend the summers in Bali. But as soon as COVID's over, I will be traveling with Circle. And hopefully come to all the different corners of the world to have more people do it live, because though I love virtual, I do think there's definitely a really powerful exchange live. So just follow us on Instagram or Facebook, and I'll always keep updating there. I'm trying to, you know, let me just send this here, or I'm not sure if that works, but let's just see. My YouTube channel will also have other videos that you can practice. But yes, follow us. And if you are in Bangkok, connect with us here.
Amazing. Just to close the session then, Sejal, what would be your top tip for embodiment?
I would say always calm the mind first. I think it's really important that we shed our skin, our layers, because that's a lot of the time what's holding us back. And when we shed those layers, when you really take the time first to bare yourself, to quiet yourself, and to almost make yourself empty, that's when all the good stuff fills in. So just always take the time to calm your body down, calm your mind down before you start moving.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. And also, people, know that you can go into the Facebook coffee group portals and carry on discourse and chat with others, insights about the practice and any other goodness that you've experienced from the conference so far. Thank you so much, Sejal. Look forward to connecting with you again.
Thank you so
Take
much
care. For Thank you, everybody. Yeah, happy Navratri. Enjoy the rest of it. Hail. Bye.